Chris Jamelli from WBFO. I am here with Jeff Kelly, who is now the editor and publisher of what will be a new weekly publication here in the city of Buffalo called The Public. Jeff, can you explain a little bit about what this publication is going to be?
Sure. The Public will be a weekly print newspaper. It'll come out every Wednesday in the city and throughout the suburbs, throughout Western New York, really. A daily website that I hope will host a really vibrant conversation about the whole sort of spectrum of Western New York culture, from news and politics to theater and visual arts. We also do a great deal of events. The Public intends to be out in the public as much as possible.
And what is that website?
That is dailypublic.com, coming to you very soon.
And how did you come across the name The Public?
I'd spent the summer considering the possibility of launching a new publication and whether there was a need for one. And I'd sort of decided, and I was at a birthday party, and I turned them into a focus group right then and there on a porch on a lovely sunny August afternoon. And The Public won the vote.
Around the Western New York area, of course, we have all of the community locals that come out on a relatively regular basis, many on a weekly basis. We have the Buffalo News on a daily basis. We have the Art Voice. Is there room for yet another publication in this town?
I think there's room for a new and better publication, yeah. We're at this sort of aspirational moment in Buffalo. Chris, you and I can argue for a long time and probably will in the future about whether that this aspirational moment, this sort of hopeful moment, reflects real changes in our economy. But in any case, there's a great deal of hope and a great deal of economic activity right now. And I think people are sort of raising the bar, raising their expectations. And we hope to meet those expectations. We intend to be the best weekly publication that this region has seen.
And what will we find in this publication?
First of all, you'll find a lot of familiar names. There's a lot of writers for Art Voice and for other publications, people sort of well-known in the community and recognized for their expertise, who will be writing for us. You'll also see a lot of new voices, new talents who we've recruited, who are also, I think, eager to turn this into a really great platform for their work, whether artists or writers and illustrators.
What niche are you looking to fill in the city? Where do you see the void that you see making The Public successful?
I think there's just, I think what we need is a place for really smart thinking, for writing that doesn't talk down to people, that rather, you know, assumes their intelligence and their engagement in community affairs and in thinking about the future of our community, about the arts, about design, about the way our cities should grow in the next decade or two. I think people are really smart and thoughtful about that, and I think we need to recognize that and make a publication for those people.
Jeff, do you see the presence of your publication in town being damaging to any of the other publications?
Well, I hope not, and specifically, I hope it's not damaging to Art Voice. I put a lot of, I was there for many years, 10 years in aggregate as editor, and a lot of my energy and identity was sunk into that paper. But, you know, there were some real revelations about that business, the business side of Art Voice last spring, revealed not just to me but to the whole staff, which led to a great deal of disaffectation and also made us worry about the future viability of Art Voice. And that's part of the reason that a bunch of us have gotten together to form this new publication is because we thought, hey, you know, the way it's going, it may not survive. It may not survive its debt problems. It may not survive its leadership troubles. And so we thought we better start something new because this town needs an alternative weekly. It needs a weekly voice.
Do you see this new paper as direct competition for the Art Voice?
Absolutely. And, you know, all media are competing for the same pool of advertising dollars. But, yeah, we're trying to occupy the same space in the market that they are. We're just trying to occupy it better, with a better product and a more fair pricing structure. And it's true that if Art Voice doesn't respond to our business model, I think they could have real trouble.
What is the radius of coverage that The Public will access itself to? Is it strictly going to be the city of Buffalo? Is it going to be all of Western New York?
It's going to be all of Western New York, but, you know, it will be to some degree city focused. And I think that's what people want, because even those who live out in the suburbs still think of themselves as Buffalonians. They recognize the city as the sort of center of our region. A lot of the cultural stuff that happens here. Now, that isn't to say that we won't, you know, spread our wings and cover some suburban issues, too. And certainly wherever people are doing great stuff, we're going to try to be there.
there have been articles written in the not too distant past about the struggle that weeklies of this sort have had and how many of them have unfortunately closed over the course of the last few years. Yet you're taking the bull by the horns. You're coming out at this time with this new weekly. Where do you see the element of success coming for this publication? Is it simply through advertising dollars? Is it going to be the reporting?
Well, it's a combination of both. And I think, you know, I was as saddened as anyone to hear about the death of one of the great weeklies, the San Francisco Bay Guardian, which just shuttered earlier. I actually had my work published in the San Francisco Bay Guardian, so it really kind of struck me. But this is a very different market. Buffalo and Western New York are very different than the rest of the country. It's a very insular market. It's a market filled with small businesses. And for the longest time, small businesses have had no place to advertise. Certainly not in the daily newspaper, which is very expensive, and not even in the weekly newspaper that I used to edit, because the prices there were prohibitively high. I think that by having sort of modest expectations about profitability, but really just wanting to make a sustainable publication, we can invite smaller advertisers, and there are proliferation of small businesses right now in this hopeful moment. We can make a place for them to make community with us, and to be partners in this project. If we make it affordable, if we make it make sense by engaging them in lots of different ways, not just, you know, selling them a print advertisement, but sort of helping promote their businesses in a sort of 360-degree engagement, I think we can make a go of it.
Now, you claim you've got a staff of about 7 at the moment.
That's right.
I'm sure as things move and if it grows, you'll expand that.
Sure, and there are lots and lots of freelancers, too. I mean, that's just the central staff.
Okay, yeah. This was going to be my next question. Will you be inviting writers from outside your central core to be contributing to this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing we want to prevent it from becoming a sort of closed shop where you hear just the same 6 or 8 voices every week. We want to engage as many people writing both for the website and for the print publication as possible. We want a great variety to reflect the community itself. And I think we're doing a good job of that so far. There's a lot of people who are really eager to take part in this, a lot of really talented people.
With the elections this week, will you be ready and available to be reporting on those?
It's killing me that we're not going to be out the week of the elections, as you well know, Chris. It's killing me. So we will be reporting on them, but a little belatedly, yes. Hopefully, perhaps our website will be up online in time that we could do some reporting that is fresh and a direct reaction to Tuesday's results.
Okay. When will we see this first issue of The Public?
You will see it on Wednesday, November 12th, so soon.
And where can we find it?
You can find it anywhere you find free publications, coffee shops, bars, restaurants. It'll be all over the place.
Well, I wish you well, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you very much.